You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
Welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your go-to source for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful in business nor productive. Today, we are with Adam Gentry, the owner of Energy Fitness in Orange County, California. Adam is a young Southern California entrepreneur helping people find happiness through exercise. Adam, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio on EPN.
Oh, Eric, thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's my pleasure.
Adam, why is it more important to stay fit as an entrepreneur?
You know, clearly there are a lot of reasons why you would want to stay fit as an entrepreneur. Tim Ferriss, author of the 4-Hour Body, interviewed Richard Branson and said, what is the one thing that people can do to be more productive? Richard Branson took a moment, thought about it, and then he answered, workout. Plain and simple, that was it. So, as entrepreneurs, clearly we would love to be more productive, but it goes beyond just our work. It's about quality of life. It's about long-term health. It's about energy for your family and friends, focus for your work. When you're exercising, clearly you're going to live longer. When you're exercising, clearly your quality of life is going to go up. You are going to have more energy, more happiness, more everything to take into not only your work, but into your family life, into the time that you spend with your friends. And it's going to help you focus and feel more energized and also be more productive in everything that you're doing with your work, whatever your industry may be, whatever your, you know, chosen vocation as an entrepreneur is.
Well, as you know, the average entrepreneur, especially if they are working from their home office within their home, has a problem fitting exercise into the schedule. So what should I or what should an entrepreneur be doing to exercise?
Well, there are several options that you can be doing to exercise. It doesn't have to be going to a regular gym. It doesn't have to be going to group fitness classes. It can be anything. There are two main components, two types of exercise. There is cardio training and there is strength training. And then there's also flexibility, things that you would do in yoga and things like that. But most importantly, cardio and strength. The basic rundown of it is you need both to stay fit. You need lean body mass, which is basically muscle. You need to add that onto your body, and you need to burn fat, which we do primarily through cardio. So anything that is going to help you with one or both of those is going to be excellent. So anything to get your heart rate up for 20 minutes or more, anything to help you build muscle, add that onto your body, is going to help you burn fat at rest even when you're not working out. So it can be anything that is going to use cardio to burn fat or tear muscle fiber, like lifting weights or even planting in the backyard. That's going to help increase muscle fiber.
So the next question would be, how could I possibly or anybody fit that into my schedule?
So as entrepreneurs, we are going, you know, 12-hour days, 14-hour days, even if they're 10-hour days. We always seem to be working even when we're not working. So the idea of exercise, how can I possibly squeeze in 30, 60 minutes a week or per day over the week that adds up? It's not easy, and it takes a lot of dedication. If we had 12 hours per week free to work out, us as entrepreneurs have very intense personalities, we would be great at it, we would be excellent at it, but the fact of the matter is that our passion and our energy is elsewhere, so we have to plan for it. You have to say, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for 30 minutes from 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m., I dedicate to my body. Or better than that, 45 minutes, 4 days per week. Whatever it is that you can fit in, but treat it like a meeting and a meeting that you cannot break. It's so easy to make excuses. If we say to ourselves, I'll work out if I have time, or maybe I'll work out, you know, before I go to lunch or after I'm done with dinner, then it's not going to happen because, of course, there's something else that's going to consume our time. The other way, the other thing that's really important is making sure that we are efficient with our time. So that means keeping your heart rate up the entire time that you're exercising. So whatever it is that you're doing, keep your heart rate up, keep the cardio going. You also want to do, if you're doing any sort of strength training, what we call compound lifts. So if you're doing, for instance, an exercise for your arms in the gym, throw in a leg workout at the same time. If you are out playing frisbee with friends and everybody takes a break, go take a quick little jog around the track or whatever it is that you need to do to make sure that your heart rate is up, you're building as much possible muscle, you're building as much muscle as possible over the time that you're exercising. And if you are dedicated to it, you plan for it, and you're being efficient while you're working out, there is room for it in your schedule. Plus, it will add more productivity to the rest of your day after you're done exercising.
Today we are with Adam Gentry, the owner of Energy Fitness in Orange County, California, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Should I diet or who should be dieting is the better question.
Good question. Really, diet is a tricky word. We should all be dieting. Dieting in the sense of watching what we eat is responsible for at least half of what it is that we do. Now, as an entrepreneur, I'm not too... doesn't do good for my business to say that diet is more important than exercise, but it's true. However, the word diet comes with a couple stipulations that are dangerous. Nobody should be dieting in the sense of doing some crazy thing, doing Atkins, doing a cleanse that has a finite time limit to it. Nobody can keep up a diet infinitely. The idea is to make healthier choices as you're eating. You don't want to be doing a diet for 3 weeks because the results are short term. So there are three tricks, three basic principles that we can follow as regards to eating healthy and living a healthier lifestyle. One is eat less than you burn. Two, make healthy eating choices every day. And three, watch the amount of food that you're eating per serving. So, number one, basal metabolic rate is the idea of how many calories we burn just hanging out, sitting in a chair, sitting at our desk, not doing anything. You can go online, you go to Google, go to Yahoo, type in BMR calculator, and there are a whole bunch of websites. You type in some basic information. It will tell you how many calories you're burning at rest. After that, you figure out roughly how many calories you're taking in per day. So you don't have to count the calories on every single thing, but have a general idea. For instance, the latte that you're getting in the morning may be 300 calories, or maybe that burger you decided to eat for lunch is 800 calories. You can get an idea of what you're eating and make sure that you're eating at that level of your basal metabolic rate or less, and you're going to help keep body fat off. Two, make healthy eating choices. So this doesn't mean a diet. This just means stick to the basic principles of healthy eating. So one, stay away from bad fats. Those are saturated fats and trans fats. That comes from red meat, from cheese, from whole milk. If you can make decisions to limit the amount of bad fat that you consume, then you're going to help your body. You eat complex carbohydrates like whole wheat pasta. Stay away from white rice, substitute it for brown rice, things like that. Also very, very healthy for your body. You also want to look into eating smaller meals. So the idea is don't eat a giant dinner and a giant lunch and that's it. Your body can only process so many calories of that at a time. So you take those calories, you spread them out throughout the day. Your body is able to use all of the calories because the calories that your body does not use become fat. So the best idea, obviously, spread that out. Allow your body to use all of those calories for energy, not convert them into fat, and you're going to be much better off. And finally, make sure that you cheat every once in a while. Sure, go out to a great dinner, have a glass of wine, get the worst, cheesiest pasta because nobody can sustain a diet or a hard regimen over time unless you are entirely committed. And let's face it, as entrepreneurs, we don't have the time to be that committed to our diet.
That sounds good, but how could I be dieting when I can barely remember what I ate for lunch?
Once again, back to the same idea as the exercise. You have to plan. So there are a couple of ways you can do this. You package snacks throughout the day. So you eat a breakfast, You make sure that you pack a little baggie of almonds, or you throw a granola bar in your briefcase. Whatever it is that you're doing, if you're eating at home, in the morning, literally lay out some vegetables, lay out some nuts, something that you can remember to eat at 10 a.m. I'm going to eat this package of nuts. That's going to help quench some of that hunger, and then come lunchtime, you're not going to eat as big. You can also shop with health in mind, going back to the planning. So say, this week, I want to make healthy dinner at home three times a week, or whatever fits into your lifestyle. So plan for that when you go to the store. Buy some whole wheat pasta, buy some pesto sauce. You can go buy a pound of fish, do whatever you need to do to make sure that you are setting yourself up for success. Because if you have to make the decisions to eat healthy and you have to be constantly thinking about it throughout the day, it's probably not going to happen. So you need to plan for that. Finally, you make sure that when you're going out places, whether you're going out to lunch with an associate, you're going out to dinner with the family, you need to be making just more responsible choices on the menu. So order that sandwich with a whole wheat bun. Or maybe you don't get the pizza, maybe instead you get the salad, and you make sure you don't get the salad with the ranch or the Caesar dressing on it. So in summation of that, you have to plan, pack out some snacks for the day, go shopping with your health in mind, and make sure that when you're going out to eat, because as entrepreneurs we don't have that much time to cook, that you're going out to places where you can at least substitute for healthier choices.
So, Adam, where's the best place that our folks could connect with you online and get more information about Energy Fitness?
Absolutely. If you go to our website, energyfitness.com, E-N-E-R-J-I-fitness.com, they can get a little bit more information about what we do, a little bit more information about health. They can check out our social links. And please, feel free to get in touch. We can put together nutrition plans. We can put together fitness plans for anybody, anywhere in the nation. We can help you live a healthier life.
Adam, thanks so much for being a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Yeah, my pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
And that was Adam Gentry, the owner of Energy Fitness in Orange County, California. For more information, visit energyfitness.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, brought to you by EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook simply at Entrepreneur Podcast Network. We thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
This is Todd Falcone. Join me for MLM Power Hour right here on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
I have so many friends that are like, oh, Hermione, I want to start a business. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Man, I have a great idea. And I'm like, go on then, do it. You know, get out there, think of a name and get a logo and buy the URL and get a blog set up and get a Twitter and Facebook. And they're like, yeah. And I get so excited that they're going to do it. And then I see them a year later and I'm like, hey, yeah, so how's your business? How did it go? And they're like, oh, well, I couldn't leave my job. And, you know, I just don't want to have that risk of having no security.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.